guys, welcome back to the No Holds Barred Network with another episode of Indie Talks. I'm your host, as always, the EVP of Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, Tiffany. And I'm so excited. We had to go real big this episode because we're on the road to Synergy Tampa, and I had to bring out of retirement our girl, the Queen of NE. What is going on?
Hey, what's up, boo?
It's been forever that Double Trouble's been back.
I know. We're back in action. Back in kind of black and blue and white for Synergy, right?
Yes.
ACDC, back in black. Thanks for bringing me out of retirement, girl.
Yes, I love it. I'm so excited. Definitely love working with you. And then look at this guy. Look at this. Can't even keep a straight face right now. And it's our dear friend, our favorite, Colin West from Synergy. What is going on?
I never have a straight face.
No, never. Impossible.
Ha! No, are we video or audio?
We're video.
Oh, hell yeah. So this is, my niece has informed me that I need to wear this at least once a day. So I'm getting it done with video evidence. This is my new Cookie Monster beanie, which I'm supposed to wear at least once a day. Otherwise, she's apparently going to be mad at me. So we just getting it done.
Well, at least now we have we have video proof, though.
Yeah. There we go.
So I'm just sending out the tweets, guys. Make sure you share, like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. We're going to talk everything Synergy Wrestling. So I love it. So it's been a while. I feel like, you know, I need my Synergy fix. It's been a minute since I've been there at the show. January 2nd was the last show that you had, which we have a lot of fun and a lot of streamers, as always.
New champ that night.
New champ. A lot of things going on that night. So,
yeah.
Oof. I love it. So, what is going on? We have we got some recordings, right, coming up. I figure we could sit, we could talk about all the fun things coming up. And Tampa. Yeah.
Those are in the bag. We recorded them a week ago Sunday. So I am legitimately just putting the finishing touches on the episode. Shout out to Jerry and the IWTV crew who were there and stepped in and the Monster Factory for hosting us. And we got 13 matches, thanks to everybody. You guys, everybody who donated, sponsored, backed matches. We paid for everything that wasn't wrestlers. And we paid for some of the wrestlers to kind of round out the card like we said we would. And we spent every dollar that was donated on talent like we said we would. So we ended up with three match episodes with Synergy versus Tampa match reveals, title matches, promos, interviews, and then an extra match between two YDNB guys, Ellis Taylor and Charlie Tiger, that we are releasing for free on YouTube. So 13 matches. It was a great night. We had a lot of fun. And that should be launching the first full week, I guess the second week of March.
Oh, wow. We're getting there. Today's March 1st. Can't believe it.
Yeah, it is.
Time's flying.
Yeah.
I love
it. So I can let you know, just for you, EVP at Gigs, that the main event of episode one is Casey Catal versus Kid Osborne for the Synergy Cruiserweight Crown.
Ooh.
Woo-hoo!
I love it. I love some of the pictures that I seen. So I saw Kit with all the bruises on his chest. She beat the hell out of him, didn't she?
She did. I mean, that doesn't mean that she came away with the dub, but she absolutely, she took her pound of flesh. I will say that.
Yeah.
And also LSG versus KTB is on the first episode. We got a tag team spotlight for the Northern Federation of Wrestling, which is Mike Skyros and Nick Sullivan versus main event, which is really fun. And we kick everything off with Evil Kip from the Nerd World Order against Bobby Orlando. So it's a very fun episode. During the course of that episode, you find out Ellis Taylor's opponent for Synergy Versus, and you will find out who is facing the Cruiserweight Crown holder in Tampa for the crown.
Wow.
Wow. So you're just giving us lots of things over there. Matches. Yeah, that's
just
reveals.
Episode one. That's just episode one. And then episode two, we got a Synergy Championship match, Brandon Kirk versus the Whisper, all sorts of goodness. Ooh. We're
He's like the Christmas god over here.
No. It's like what's that coming up next? St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
It's like a pot full of gold, Synergy Pro Wrestling.
I love
If only there was a name for the Christmas god.
Santa?
Cramp. Oh no.
I mean,
uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did you just
Santa Colin?
There was a name for the guy that gave away stuff on Christmas. Man, that would be very convenient.
I don't know, but we also have Krampus, Gangon, that's also.
Well, yeah, I'm not stealing a man's gimmick. That's all him. He does that better than I could do it, so why would I steal it?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. Oh man, I'm excited. Yeah. Well, let's say hi to some of the people in the chat. There's a lot of people in here. What's going on? We got Marks in the chat. We got Chris. We got Kyle. We got Victor from Heel Pops and Chair Shots. We got Gene.
Victor!
Yes.
Victor!
Hey!
The boys. I miss my boys. It's been forever since I see them at a show. Boys. I'm sad I miss them. So
great leg for the podcast. Those are my kind of people.
Yeah. It's such a great thing. Like, I can't wait for, when we get back to somewhat of the norm, and then eventually we could see Queen. And, it's been a while since I've seen Queen. I miss her.
I know. I miss you guys, too. Trust me, I would love to come to all this fun show stuff, but, Bun in the Oven has prevented me from doing anything.
Yes.
being extra careful, but, we'll have a little Mania-ish baby, maybe a little later than Mania, but around that time frame. Mania weekend's gonna be a big weekend all over the place, and so much good stuff coming on, but I'll be at a show soon.
Yeah,
I wanted to be at that GCW show. I wish we all could have been at a GCW show, because can we talk about that for a second?
Yes.
Jordan Oliver, Tony Deppen, 2-hour Iron Man. What is happening in life?
I know.
We were in our little DM, and you were like, surprise, another hour.
We're like, wait, what?
Ridiculous. What do you mean?
I like that he was like, oh, you thought it was just going to be 1 hour? No, it's going to be
like, well,
2.
That's reasonable. Not 2 hours.
I'll be very honest with you. Like, I asked them what the plan was in the event. I said, this is a Synergy Championship match. And what happens, that the internet will riot if you go an hour and it's a draw and everybody will go, what a cop out. This is BS. And Jordan said, we'll just do sudden death. And I'm like, oh, okay. So like next fall, he goes, I don't know, maybe another hour. We'll see. And I'm like,
they're crazy.
You're a madman.
Yeah.
You're an absolute madman. But look, I don't like. What can I say about either guy? Jordan is our champion for a reason. I mean, I've never met a 21-year-old who wants to be great.
Yeah.
The way that Jordan wants to be great all the time. And Tony backs up a 2-hour Ironman with Jordan by having an hour-long intergender Iron Person match with Trish Adora, which was also stellar.
Yes.
I mean, look, with all due respect to the best bout machine, I don't know who you have the best bout. I don't know who you call the best bout machine on the indies if it's not Tony.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, he's the guy you go to. Like, man, I can't say enough good things about both of them as workers and as professionals and as people. Yeah. I mean, period. I can't. And not just because they had that match. If they had that match for somebody else or not involving me, I'd say the same thing. These are two really stellar human beings that are also great at the wrestling. So it was a privilege just to have our title affiliated with what happened.
That was so cool. Here it is, 24 hours of wrestling, which was such a great thing. Never been done before. Yeah. Amazing. And then to see all the different promotions coming together was even great too. And even to have the Synergy Championship, we could be like, hey, we know those guys.
and that's why, as we're heading into Tampa, I need people to know this good vibes only coming from me. Yeah. I don't, like, yeah, I'm at the IWTV gig. I'm at the Showcase of the Independents. I hope GCW crushes it. I hope all their shows sell out. I hope, because after what Brett and Joey and Kevin and that whole crew did for all those workers during Fight Forever, like, please be very successful. Right. Like, there's no, I, like, we're running at the same time as Effie's show, like an hour staggered. I hope Effie sells out and does a huge number on Fight, because I love the platform that he's providing. Like, there is all the wrestling fans in the world. If everybody just picked one or the other in that time slot, we'd be really, really well off. You know what I'm saying? So, like, go. There's no shade coming from me, and there never will be. Like, GCW was, like, I was really blessed that they let me have a seat at that table. Yeah. So they could have said no. They could have just said, you know what, that match is going to be what it is. F you, sit at home, you know, but they let me be a part of it, and I'm grateful for that. So I hope that the collective goes great.
Yeah.
And what a seat at that table, though. Like, if you're going to sit down, honey, you're bringing the Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner all at once, because that was amazing.
I mean, I'm always forward thinking. Like, there's a lot of people who are chasing kind of the right now bag. Mm-hmm. I'm chasing the 3-5 years from now bag. Like, when people go, oh man, like, I'm just throwing things out. Like, oh man, like, Intercontinental Champion Ace Austin, where'd he come from? Or like, AEW superstar Jordan. I'm just attaching things to the people that I think are going places. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be the place that always had, like, consistently had the dudes that were on their way.
Right.
You know, like, we were able to do with Anthony Green. And, like, you know, hopefully with everything that's going on with Deppin and Ring of Honor and Jordan and Myron being at MLW, having that platform to bigger LSG at Ring of Honor, you know, Ace Austin at Impact. I don't claim any ownership to these people, and I don't have any right to. They're their own individuals. But I would like to be that place where people look back and say, okay, all right, the people who are going places come through here.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
And then hopefully we become big enough where my clout allows me to sign the checks where we are the place that people end up. But hey, that's down the road, you know?
I love it. And I love that, you know, I hear it even from a lot of wrestlers that, you know, haven't made an appearance at Synergy. And a lot of people will say to me, oh, the goal is to work at Synergy. I hear it a lot, Colin, like, from a lot of wrestlers that I support a lot of different people, and even people that work through Synergy, like, I'll support at another promotion, whether it's GCW, ICW, you know, BWF, IW, wherever the promotions are, you know, I support so many different people, and then becoming friends with other wrestlers, and they'll be like, they always, and I haven't heard, like, one bad thing about Synergy. And like I said, even with all the wrestlers, like, they'll be like, oh, the goal, hopefully one day I could work at Synergy. That says a lot.
But you know what? That's just who I've learned from.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not the guy who started a company. Like, I ran shows 2015, 2016, and people got to see just how bad I was at it. Like, legit, ask anybody who worked the first show I ever ran. DeMonto, Janella, McIntosh, KTB, Corvus, Arcadia, any of them, Mark Quinn, like, I had this killer lineup of people, and I was dog shit. I was terrible. I did not know what I was doing. I was unprepared to run a show, and I learned very quickly that there's a lot of respect and responsibility that comes with running a show. You can't just fanboy that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's not about your intentions. It's about, like, the person steering the ship has to at least have some experience and cred. And I was able to get that for a number of years at UWA Elite, and then, you know, work for Loudy and On Point Wrestling. And then, thanks to Arcadia and Homicide and Monster Mac and that whole crew, get a crack at working at Jersey All Pro, which was my goal. You know, if people are like, I want to work for Synergy, I wanted to work for JAP, man. Like, that was, all right, you're good at your job if you work for Jersey All Pro. So, I mean, that for me was big. Getting to do commentary for about a year and work with CZW, getting to do commentary for a year at GCW. These are all things I was privileged to do, you know, and learn and see how, you know, I can't say that, like, duh, of course I learned how to be better at my job by watching the people who run Jersey All Pro. Of course I learned how to be better at my job by watching the people who run GCW. It was the hottest independent promotion in the world right now. So I learned what they do, and I also learned how to kind of adapt that, but also not try to be them. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say that, you know, all tea, no shade, maybe a little shade. Probably 30% of the indies are just trying to be Game Changer Wrestling right now. And it's not going to work because GCW is already doing it better than you. Don't try to copy somebody that's already killing it because you're just going to look like a knockoff. Like, we have to be completely different.
Right.
And so, and the other bit is just like not being a promoter, just being somebody who ended up in the seat that I'm in. Like, be legitimately happy for people. Don't treat them like your employees, because they're not. Like, these are wrestlers with their own careers. They're independent contractors. So when I find out that, like, Charles Mason's going to Limitless Wrestling, I'm stoked for him, you know? Or I see that Ellis Taylor is getting a crack at Hybrid Wrestling, I'm so happy for Ellis. And you know, TJ going here and Casey going there and everybody, like, it just makes me happy. Because I'm watching people, like, get steps in their career and get more places and be wanted at more places. And to know that I could be a little slice of that is really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I like my team. I really do.
Well, we like your team, too, obviously.
100%. Well, you know, the other thing, too, to Tiff's point, like, you put out that announcement about Deppin's open challenge. I mean, how many people came out the woodwork like, yeah, I'm calling my shot, like, I want in? That's a testament to you, to wanting to face Tony, to wanting to be a part of Synergy. You know, I think that that's so dope, especially for this indie scene of people who have more eyes on it now and through quarantine have found other promotions and saw GCW show and saw that match between Oliver and Deppin and were like, damn, that's what Synergy has to offer. I'm going to check out the next show. Like, it all benefits each other because people saw so much talent and there's so much that they haven't seen yet, right, by not watching Synergy, you know?
Right. And then you see the people that, you know, I saw names that I didn't even know putting out like challenges. So it's kind of interesting as well to see like of what is up and coming, because even like Alex Zane has said it on the podcast, even with me and Queen, right? We did that first interview with Alex Zane together. He was in Japan. Amazing. I was talking about how selfish I am that I don't want them to go anywhere, that I want them to stay in the indies. But he had even said it himself. He's like, well, he was like, somebody's got to move up. He goes, so a spot comes out and then somebody new can come on. And then especially with the pandemic happening, and then when even GCW had like started bringing all these new names, and it's like, who is these guys?
And they were there the whole time,
right?
Like, I'll tell you right now, and maybe these are things that I haven't straight up told people about Tampa. I haven't made this announcement. Maybe somebody could tell them that I just put them over. I didn't really, 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 before Fight Forever, I hadn't gotten a great look at Braden Lee. You know, then he showed up and he had a great multi-man and he killed it with Myron Reed, and I booked him for Tampa.
TJ Crawford did the chat. He goes, look at all these guys getting opportunities. All these are cool. And he's,
stop it,
you're too funny. But no,
you're a king, honey.
Yes,
don't get that.
Listen, again,
a king, always a king.
If people don't know who TJ Crawford is by now, then like, I'm gonna come and personally smack you, because
you want to know how much salt TJ Crawford has in his veins? You want to know how much salt that much boy's salt got going on? He was the first Synergy guy I announced for Tampa, the first.
See,
because whether you hate him or you really hate him, those are two options. Like, that dude has put in more sweat for this brand for the last 2 years. Or, I mean, nobody's done more. Some people have done as much, but nobody's done more. And, you know, TJ Crawford, the wrestler, is despicable. TJ Crawford, the human, I love that kid to death.
Yeah.
And he's the first guy that really, like, stepped up from the outside and said, yo, I want to be here. I want to be here. And he proved it hard.
Yeah.
Like, and that kid deserves every last thing that he gets because he works for it.
Yeah.
So that's how much salt he has that I feel that way. And he said, no, you're bitching in the chat. Bitching in the chat. Eat a whole D, Crawford. Wow. Eat an entire one.
Damn. Wow.
Start from the base.
I don't... Why are you coming at my boy so hard? Dang.
Margaret's in the chat. She goes, Kathy dislikes TJ so much.
She does.
She does. I love it. She does. It's
Crawford in the place. Down to it's with a can of mace. Whatever the song is, I don't know.
It's so cute. Like, even like, I felt so bad that day when Mason came out to attack Ellis and Kathy's sitting there crying. I felt so bad. I'm like, yeah. I went up to her. I'm like,
wrestling's real, damn it.
Yeah, I'm like, real. Do you want me to beat him up? I was like, I'll beat him up. I was like, I'll beat Muff Cabbage up. Like,
I will say that, like, I do spend 20% of my free time just singing that theme song to myself and filling in the line that I don't really know with things right, like, that rhyme with place. But, like, because it's fun, because, like, he's 5'8", so I'm like, he shops at the children's place. Everybody say, go TJ, go TJ.
Oh, my.
I realize that it's 2021, and nobody knows what the children's place is, and I'm dating myself, so I'm just going to sit over here.
Oh, my God. TJ said, time to take over the one show I have booked for Tampa.
Ooh. Hey, man.
Do your thing, right? Do your
thing. Get it, boy.
Do your thing, homie. Why are you not on every other show? That's their problem.
Yeah.
Word.
Get that boy a spot on D-Generation F, Jimmy Lloyd. You know he's good.
Really? Make it happen.
Get that boy a spot. Like, how many people? Like, come on now. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm bringing my crew down, and if other people don't want to use them, that's their fault.
But
like,
true.
My people, that's what I'm saying about Synergy Versus. Like, my crew's coming down. I'm not trying to look like anybody else. I'm trying to look like Synergy.
Right.
Because I hate that once a year, every company goes to the same place and puts on the same 15 guys in different variations, in different matches, and they don't look like themselves. And they leave the people that brought them to the dance at home. And yeah, I can't bring everybody, and it sucks. Like, I would love to. It breaks my heart that I can't bring everybody, but I would also like to, you know, eat food and pay rent this year. But like, based on, you know, what the matchups were that were available, and like, I'm bringing down Synergy guys.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just people who were going to already be in Tampa. You know, like I didn't care if Crawford had another booking. Crawford was going to be there. It wasn't about, you know, that. It was about, hey, he's been busting his ass, and he deserved it. So he's there. You know, I just kind of spoiled it because I didn't ever put out a graphic. But like, Ellis Taylor's going to be there. I don't care if he had another. I didn't care if he had another booking or not. You know, Casey's going to be there whether she lost the crown to Kid or whether she retained. I don't care. Casey deserves it. She'll be there. You know, so like, it didn't matter to me if other people were booking these people because it's their loss if they're not.
Right.
You know, right. I roll with my team. And if my team is the one who put me in a position through the pandemic to be cool enough to get a spot on a Tampa show, then I'm bringing my team with me, as many of them as I can.
Absolutely. Mark's in the chat. He goes, how much do we have to sweet talk Colin for a match announcement tonight? So,
ooh,
Colin.
Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta tell us anything, Colin?
I'll bring some Diet Dr. Pepper. I'll bring some cookies. Like,
all right, fine. You want one?
Please?
For yeah.
Please? You for want Tampa. One. Yeah.
You want it.
Hey, Crawford, are you still in the chat?
Probably. Hi, Steve Scott. He's in the chat, too. What's going on?
You okay. Want to, oh, my God. You want to talk about people that I'm proud of, Steve Scott. You want to talk about people I'm proud of. I love Steve Scott.
We love him, too.
Steve has overcome, like, I still remember the match that he and Joey Janela had at Jersey All Pro, and they both made themselves on the same night, and it was incredible. And then, you know, Steve had some injury stuff happen, and it's so good to see him in the best shape of his life, having killer matches. He and TJ Crawford had a killer at SOS. Watch for that.
Can't wait.
And, fine. Is TJ still in the chat?
I don't know, TJ. Damn, you split? That's rude.
Damn, rude.
Damn, after the praise and everything?
I know, like, yeah, what the heck, man? Like...
Teej, I was going to drop your match right now, but you blew it, homie.
Damn, somebody, TJ.
Somebody message Crawford. Tell him if he gets back in the chat.
He's there. He said hi.
Oh. Hey, Teej. Listen, don't scare us like
yeah.
that, okay?
Hang out.
Don't take away match announcements.
Yes, we want it.
You almost blew a double queen exclusive. Like, you almost blew it.
He's like, boy, I'm here.
That's sad.
Boy, he said he never left. I'm 74 years old. I'm 74 and a half years old.
Top.
Damn it. Fine. All right. Do you want me to do this?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes, do it. Give it to us.
I'll drop the match graphic either later tonight or tomorrow. But if you want to, I will drop the match right now if a minimum of 5-6 people right now go to Twitter and put it over.
Okay.
With the hashtag SynergyVS.
Yes. Do it, guys. Do it for me right now. So
opening contest of Synergy Versus. First two guys through the curtain, April 10th at noon in Tampa. Synergy Versus the Outside. TJ Crawford will go one-on-one with Nolan Edward.
Ooh, my God. Ooh. I'm excited. I love it.
First match through the curtain.
First one.
Wow. Yep. We got the exclusive here on the Noah's Bar Network.
Other people kick things off with flippy shit. I kick things off with people hitting each other real hard. TJ Crawford, man. Nolan Edward is gonna roll out Synergy Versus. First two guys.
Wow.
Kyle goes, what do we have to write?
Hashtag Synergy VS match announcement. TJ Crawford versus Nolan Edward. Tag them if you want. Let's get it over.
Yes.
I'll drop the match announcement graphic in a little bit on Twitter, but that is official.
Mm. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for this.
Teach, I guess
I'm kind of committed to actually booking your flight now, right?
Guaranteed. Get those pretzels.
Man, Nolan Edward has been up and, like, coming lately. Like, it's just so... good, like,
undeniable, dude.
Yeah, like
another guy that's just undeniable, you know.
He's so good. If you guys don't know, definitely look it up, because he's been over ICW, No Peace Underground. He's like, I can't think of all the shows
he's been on.
Yeah,
he's been on Bloodsport.
GCW, yeah, like,
yeah, he's all over.
He's so good. So I'm really looking forward to this match in Tampa. Oh, man. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. People are tweeting it. Awesome.
Good.
Excited about it.
These are two guys who I've spoken to independently who I don't know if they've messaged each other, but independently they both have voiced a severe interest in wanting to hit each other real hard.
Yeah.
Like, very much so. They share a lot of the same influences. They watch a lot of the same tape from the same places. They both are very... influenced by some of the you know, harder hitting strong style promotions in Japan, and it just seemed like, as I was plotting out, all right, here's the Synergy crew I have, here's the people from outside that I have, that match honestly just kept writing itself down. It just made so much sense that I really want to see it,
man. So good. So excited. I mean, I'm always excited.
That's two official matches for Tampa now. I mean, we know the open challenge. That's not set in stone yet with Tony Deppen, but we've got Rohit, Raju, and Karam versus Shane Mercer and KTB, Iron Beast.
So good.
And we've got now TJ Crawford, Nolan Edward. Confirmed.
I love it that we're getting like other people that we might have not seen on Synergy, and we're getting that kind of like synergy against like other independent stars out there.
That's
which is
exactly
like different.
What it is. Every match is going to be like, even with Iron Beast, KTB is a Synergy Day One original. So that for me, it's like everything is going to be Synergy versus. That's why, I mean, keep the match name, like keep the show name simple. That's exactly what it is. Somebody from us, somebody from outside us.
Yeah, it's awesome. Cause like me and Queen are like huge fans, but a lot of these names that we watch, like GCW, ICW, all these independent shows. So like, we're still familiar with it. Queen, what match are you looking forward to the most? With what's announced for even the tapings?
Okay, let's start with the tapings.
Yeah.
Because I have a few that I'm really excited about. So I'm obviously looking forward to seeing our boy Matt Vertigo.
Yes.
Versus Gabriel Sky. Now, listen, I love the drip movement. I'm on the movement. And I miss seeing him wrestle. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also really looking forward to Jordan Blade. Yes. Because listen, honey, big impressions, big impressions at the women's GSI. Okay. I'm all in for that. And I'm all in. I'm obsessed with her. So there's that. And, besides the obvious ones that we talked about already, I'm really excited for my boy, Ellis Taylor versus Charlie Tiger, you know, some young, dumb, broke fun. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Even though it's a YouTube exclusive, you're getting it for free. I mean, listen, honey, what's wrong with that? I mean,
nobody really, like, very quietly. I'll put it this way. If Ellis beats Charlie Tiger at the tapings, right? He's on a 3-match win streak against Charles Mason, TJ Crawford, and then Charlie Tiger if he won it. He'll have the third longest win streak in Synergy behind the two champs.
Right.
Like, that to me is kind of wild. So you start, I mean, is this a guy who very sneakily is becoming a contender to everything that we're not really talking about, you know? And that's the thing, is like every once in a while a contender sneaks up on us, like, you know, Eric Corbis at Black Friday, or you know, just somebody that you don't necessarily expect. But I'm not gonna keep them in a spot just because that's where their spot is supposed to be on the card.
Right.
Like, if Ellis keeps doing what he's doing, he's not going to be deniable for a title opportunity somewhere.
You never know.
Jordan and Kaya was very good at the tapings. Very, very
sure
good.
Was.
I'm a big believer of Jordan Blade. And I will say that Matt Vertigo, Gabriel Sky, that kicks off episode 3 of the tapings.
Awesome.
And I don't think I was more confused by anyone during the tapings than I was by Matt Vertigo.
Oh.
Very different dude showed up.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Very different dude showed up. And I don't really know how to take any of it, and I don't want to really say any more than that. I'll let everyone draw their own conclusions. I don't want to tell fans what to believe or what to think. I don't want to force feed opinions. You know, that's corny. But it was not the dude I expected to show up.
Okay. Well, that's concerning. Now it's like I was already excited about it, but now I'm like, okay, well, I'm really glad I said something about it, because now we know a little more information and it's not what we expected.
No, and that's the weird thing about it, is like, it's weird that, and what's cool about these tapings in a strange way is that it's not closed studio tapings, we're just going to film matches. Like, things happened. Like, things happened. People made challenges. People sent in things for the end of the feed to make challenges for Tampa from outside. Ooh. People are developing where they are and where they're going and who they've got beef with. And it became way more interesting than I thought it was going to be. It's definitely not just, hey, here's a bunch of dope matches.
Right.
Right.
Like, we got development out of this. I will say that they were not on the same episode, but shock and awe. O'Shea Edwards and KTB found their way to each other.
Oh,
okay. I'm really surprised.
Possibly more than once.
Oh, okay.
And we are going to, we're going to handle that.
Hmm.
And maybe okay. That's the next exclusive that I soft drop to you, is that Tampa's not the only April show that we got.
Ooh.
We are returning to the Monster Factory Saturday, April the 24th.
Yay. Okay,
and so no one knows that yet.
Save my ticket because I will be
we
there.
We are doubling up with a gentleman that Tiff knows really well, Mr. Yes. Cody Jenny.
Yes.
And Friday, April 23rd, the Northern Federation of Wrestling will drop Coming In Hot, their first live event. And then the next night, Synergy Pro Wrestling will present What Comes Next.
Mm,
wow.
I have not figured out what kind of violence KTB and O'Shea will meet in, but there will be a stipulation on that match. Mm. And I'm very quickly, I'm honing in on something because I need that to kind of, I need that to settle itself. Otherwise, it's just going to start like, anytime these two want to interrupt something, who's going to stop them? You know?
Oh man, I'm excited. Like, see, this is why like I decided to do an indie talks, because like I needed my synergy fix. I feel like it's been forever. I'm waiting to these.
And I just
want to
like I wanted to like soft drop it because it's like I got the tapings coming out, and then we've got Tampa, and I don't just want to be like, hey, also show announcement. But like for y'all, April 24th.
Yes.
April 24th, we're back in Jersey. Shouts to the Monster Factory, and we're going to have a very good time. It's going to be hard because I don't even know, like, we don't even know who the champs are going into Tampa, let alone coming out of Tampa at this point.
A lot can change.
But there's going to be a lot going on for April 24th. We may or may not be doing some crossover with a very, very, very notable independent promotion on that show.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Very notable.
Very notable, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are no limits on to what I can do.
Oh.
I get things done.
Sorry, this is coughing. Didn't mean to say something right there. Oh, how interesting.
Wow, Colin.
Okay, Boo. You better work.
Man, so much.
I'm always like, that's that people are like, how come you sleep so late? Because I'm up till 6 a.m. working.
He is,
every
though.
Day. That's what
I
we
could,
do.
I could say that. I've talked to Colin like really late before.
Yes.
Real early for you. You waking up, I'm going to bed. That's how
I
it
know. Definitely.
Vampire hours, homie.
Seriously. Oh, man.
Just had breakfast. It's great.
I feel attacked because. There's a, you know, there's a bunch of matches that are coming up within the next couple of weeks. And like, I really wish that I was able to witness a lot of it. So like, let me talk a little bit about this. So I'm really excited because I saw you got my boys' main event. I love those boys so much. Like, those are my guys. Like, I'm so excited, you know, that other people could see them if they don't know who they are. They've come out of like House of Glory, and they've been on Leapfrog, and there's been like so many promotions that they've been coming out on lately. So I'm really excited for everybody to see who Main Event is. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not familiar with Skyros and Sullivan. So I'm looking forward to see how they are. See, this is a great thing about independent wrestling. There's always new people, and I love when, you know, you showcase new people on. But I really sad because I wanted to see Joey Silver and Charles Mason go at it again, because these two, when they always get in the ring with each other, I've seen them at other promotions go at it in six ways and, you know, all different promotions with these two. And these two have like the best chemistry together. We've seen them even with Casey at Synergy at what was it? Not Black Friday. Was it Black Friday? I can't remember all the shows.
It was all the way back at Tomorrow Comes Today.
Yes, Tomorrow Comes Today. Triple threat. See, there's somebody
over a year ago now.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But that match, I kind of left things open. Main event of episode one is Casey and Kit. Episode two's main event is Jordan Oliver, Matt McIntosh for the Synergy Championship.
Yes. Wow.
Episode three main event is Joey Silver and Charles Mason.
Oh, so now you're gonna make me wait to the third show to see this.
Oh, I'm so sorry for all the free shit. Like what's the Aqua Teen episode that I love so much? It's like, oh yes, please save me from all the money. Like, please. I love it. It's
we're getting spoiled.
Yeah,
that match was dope. I will say that the tone was set very early on. Legitimately, as Mason's taking his suit off and the bell rings, he looks Silver dead in the eye and he goes, I'm gonna murder you, sweetheart.
No.
It's like,
ooh.
What? And it was very, very, very uncomfortable.
Oof.
And they both I will say both of those guys pulled out one or two things each that I had never seen them do before.
Oh.
And my. That match was I was very, very like you know me. I'm in a different position. I'm not about wins and losses. I'm about what did you bring to the table? Right. And both of those guys left the taping with their stock for me.
Man.
Yeah.
See, fun. Just it's some of these people that they just have the best chemistry in the ring, and it don't matter how many times you watch them. You know, it's just great. Like I'm sad that we never got Blake Christian and Alex Zane at Synergy. I was sad about that. Now they're signed. I'm so excited for them.
They'll just have to do it in NXT.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, that was just. Look,
I have never had two people had to pull off a show who were more professional and offered to do more to make up for it than Blake Christian and Alex Zane.
Such great people.
They legitimately, are. For two guys I have not met really in person more than half a second. Could not have been more impressed with them as human beings. Like really, really classy. Man. And I wish them both the best.
Me and Queen actually got to meet them together for the first time at GCW. It was so cool. Like that me and her like got to it was so exciting. Like
it was a special day.
Yeah, it was just like a moment for us because we got to interview Alex Zane on the podcast together. Mm-hmm. And then it was like to to the GCW show together and go witness it. And then the tweets about Alex Zane's toe being like the nail being removed. Yes, that Blake Christian, God. He said Blake Christian was going to kiss it. All that fun stuff.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of that going on.
Maybe the happiest person about Alex Zane getting signed is the Whisper because he can go back to dyeing his hair blue.
Yes. Which is real...
But now the white looks so good. I don't know if he'll go back.
He should keep that for a while. Yeah. It looks really good.
But I remember seeing the Whisper with blue hair, and it was so funny because I didn't know it was Dropkick Depression. And it's just so funny, like that was like really like my first Jersey indie show that I went to outside of New York, and I didn't know Colin yet, and Colin and me were talking about it. It was funny because Melissa, she's in the chat, shout out to you, I think she was the one that was like, Colin was in the background of one of your pictures, and I'm like, oh my god, like
oh no, Colin I was doing commentary on that show. It had to have been either Riley Shepherd or Willow Nightingale based on what night it was, but no, that was the show that Corvus was just in that multi-person and complaining solo. Like right in front of you, right?
Yeah, and Solo. Yeah. It was Solo.
Yeah. That was a really fun show. Was that the Tara versus Jeff, Tara's last match for a while?
She announced that she wanted it to be her last match that against Corvus.
That was her second to last.
Yeah, it was her second to last.
That was a fun show.
Yeah, that was my first show.
I think I still had both arms then. I think that's before I broke it.
Oh god,
I don't know, it all blends in.
Yeah, you are foreshadowing in the background of Tiff's picture. Look where we are now.
Pretty much
amazing.
It's
wild.
It's
meant to be.
It's crazy that the time flies. By the way, Wrestling with Unicorns, our boy Martin was in the chat. He actually said that he was looking forward to work with you in April, so I love him as well.
Legit, like that's so cool. It's been a long time coming, and to be perfectly honest, I'll just shoot. It's time and distance, and it's been a budget thing, and I will never ask somebody as talented as Martin to work for less than he's worth. So the fact that we're both going to be in Tampa at the same time is really dope. I'm very much looking forward to it. That's long overdue.
It's great. I love the crossovers again, like from all over.
Me too.
It's so sweet. I just it brings us all together.
And that's the thing, is like, I need people to understand that, like, just because I might not have worked with you, like, I know who you are. Like, I haven't really worked with Mouse, you know, from Mouse's Wrestling Adventures. I think his work is ridiculous. I haven't worked with Harry Aaron directly. His photography is ridiculous. Like, people from all over, like Jeremy Wyatt has gone ham on the Tony Deppen Open Challenge. And Jeremy, you didn't have to sell me on you. I know how good of a technical worker you are. It's just we out here and you out there. And that's the only reason that we've kind of not crossed paths. And
right.
I see you, dude. I'm just not answering anyone on the Open Challenge yet because I don't want to play favorites. And the window isn't closed yet.
Right.
And that's not fair. You know? And if somebody caught fire, we'd have to pay attention. I don't care who it was. I don't care if you have 6 followers or 60,000. We have to pay attention, you know? So, I mean, I am really stoked on being part of a situation where a lot of people that don't get to work together get to work together.
Right.
Like, I haven't worked on a show. I haven't been able to book because of scheduling. I haven't been able to book Ratty since my last charity show in August 2017.
Wow.
Like, I haven't booked Ratty in 3.5 years, and I miss that boy in my life. So getting Cole back in a ring that I'm in charge of is really cool. So
it's going to be fun.
I love it. Yeah. I'm dropping it in chat because Mark asks, where can I get Synergy Tees, and do they ship to Scotland? I just dropped it on the Facebook chat. It's at the Teespring store.
Yeah, we've got Tampa merch. We've got the Nerd World Order merch and the Sweet Cheeks variant. We've got your standard Synergy tees. We've got the today, tomorrow, probably Friday tee. We've got all this stuff. So shouts to Scotland. We're in Scotland. That's very cool.
I love it there.
I'm not very, very sure. Cool.
Can you put some lady tank tops on here, please?
No, I'm
I love my tank tops. Why don't be like that? Sure. Okay, don't be rude.
But I didn't. You want to know why I haven't really put tank tops on? Because I wanted to start with ladies tees because I feel like there's a weird default in men's brains in wrestling that like we'll just put the chicks in tank tops. That's hot, you know. And I'm like, I want to not be that guy. But if you want tanks up, sure.
I want it. It's that okay. Easy to set it up. If you can, please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The 2 buttons I'm going to have to click.
Yeah,
oh,
it's so hard. Like, seriously. It's great because even like when like Brad came over to my house and then he's got the phone case going on with the Synergy. I love it. I was like, I need a Synergy shirt, but like I like tank tops. Like, no, I can't just cut the sleeves off the tee. It doesn't fit right on a chick.
Yeah,
it just true. It's because most of the tees on a shirt, it's really meant for a guy. Okay, and me, like, I rather layer up. Like, I like being in tanks because I'm always hot. So I rather layer up in clothes and, you know, have the tank on the bottom. So, but if you cut the t-shirt, it knocks the t-shirt out of whack because it's not really meant for a female. So. Yeah, so Colin's gonna do because Colin loves me. So I bring him cookies and fudge and all that fun stuff. So and he drops great things on here. So
she did bring me fudge. I think I have to put the shirts up. Yeah, shirts for fudge. I think that's a fair
trade. No,
even exchange. So. Yeah, I'm about it.
I think so. Can we talk very briefly about the clip that I posted earlier about Casey and Akira? Like.
Looks, it reminds me of the little monkey toy from Phantom of the Opera with the freaking cymbal.
Yes!
Oh, God. Just slapping their face.
It was so Muppet Show. Like, it was when, like, they hit the gong at the end and something always goes wrong with Gonzo. And it's like Gonzo gets hit in the face with the gong every time. So ridiculous.
This video, it was funny because I was texting with her before and it's like almost at 4,500 views. Like,
it's hilarious.
I
he doesn't let her get a word out.
I just
like, bong. It's very funny. Sorry, Case.
Died. And then what made it worse is that nobody clipped it. And I was like, literally, I was telling Queen right before we jumped on here that I was like, I took a picture and you see like Akira like holding the lids. Yeah. And then, but that was it. And then nobody caught the gif. And all the people that normally make gifs, like my girl Tiffany out there, like she's always like, shout out to her. Like, I got to get her to come to a Synergy show because she is a blast in a glass. Like, I'm always trying to get everybody to come to Synergy. I'm like, come to Synergy, come to Synergy, come to Synergy.
That's true.
A blast in a glass?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like taking a shot of your favorite drink. She's a lot of fun.
She is a lot of fun. Human? It's like another version of me, Colin. Are you ready for like another version of me?
I don't know if the world can handle two.
I know.
I wasn't ready for the first one.
You love me. I bring people
I'm just reorganizing Wes. No.
Oh no, what'd he do?
Okay. Yeah, you guys think I'm doing something super manly. I just kind of reorganized my reed diffuser.
Yes, and you got it all over your hands.
Oh, it's so good.
It smells good ones. Now. Oh man, I love it. I love it. So
I know you filed for bankruptcy, Pier One, but please sponsor the sinners. Sponsor.
I did. It's so depressing.
Oh my god, yeah. I know I'm sad. Like
do it.
I love their stuff. So but anyway, so it's been about an hour. So you gave us like a bunch that we're looking forward to. I'm excited. Like, so probably next week, you said, right, that the first episode's gonna drop.
I need to, honestly, we're gonna be, this is how behind the curtain I get with people. If you're not used to me, I'm rendering the episodes as we speak, so they should be into the hands of the IWTV crew by Wednesday at the latest. And then we're just going to figure out the scheduling of it, whether it's going to drop on Sundays or Tuesdays after AEW Dark or whatever the case may be. And it will either be like those 3 weeks or skip a week programming and then the last 3 weeks of March. So before April, you will have the entire layout for Tampa. You will have all the results from Synergy SOS. And it's going to be a very, very cool next month. I also publicly, like, we're going to take the canvas that we're doing for Tampa, because just for the sake of cleanliness and all this stuff, we're going to bring our own canvas down. Just
nice.
I'm not saying that to be like everybody else is filthy. Like, I'm also saying that, like, just in case something was to go wrong at our show, everybody else should get their own canvas too. You know what I'm saying? So like, we'll be able to lift our canvas up from our show, let Beyond have a fresh one right after us. And then if you sponsor the canvas, we put your name on it or your logo on it or stuff like that. And then we're going to chop it up into your individual squares, autograph it, a couple of us, and you get to keep it. We'll mail it out to you. So we're going to put that out in the next couple of days, sponsor the canvas for Synergy Versus. And it's going to be fun because we're going to be wrestling legitimately supported by the names of all the people who love and support us. So it's going to be really fun.
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
Yeah, so we're starting it. We're not trying to kill anybody. We're selling foot by foot, like 1 foot by 1 foot big, like your name or logo on it, autograph squares, starting at $30.
So that's perfect.
It's such a cool thing to get involved in. You know,
let me know when that drops because I'll be reaching out.
Yes. Okay. Definitely. And of course, the network will be part of that too because we just love you here. Obviously, we always have you come on. We can't thank you enough for like coming on to the podcast all the time. So, but yeah, definitely everybody's like that's dope. So we love you here, Colin. So
double queens all the way across.
Yes. Double
queens. Best hand ever.
Double trouble, man. Like, double that's just how right it here. Is. So, but anyway, so I guess we're going to wrap this up, guys. Thank you guys all for listening. Thank you, Queen of Any, of coming out of retirement. I love working with you.
Love working with you, girl. Yes, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Colin.
Colin's making reaction emojis.
Oh, geez. It wouldn't be an episode without him just being Colin. Like, but thank you for, like, everything you do, Colin. Like, seriously. Like, we adore you. Like, you're the best. We're looking forward to all the fun stuff. Try not to kill yourself, please. And come back from
what?
Tampa safe, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, I'll try not to kill myself.
I don't break any more bones. I think.
Yeah, no more.
Different. That's different.
No, I'm more. Just break like, any more bones. Come back safe.
Mm. And like, even yeah, Colin, please, because like I think like the day that he had surgery, I messaged him and then he's like, yeah, I'm only going into the hospital within like a couple of hours to have surgery. I'm like, wait, what? Like, yeah, you did that to me. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like. Yeah, I live a very ordinary life. I, you know, take an elbow drop from the top rope in the end of November and crack my arm in half. And then at the end of February, officiate the wedding of the guy who helped crack my arm in half. And then wrestling!
Yeah, it's wrestling! Fun. So wrestling. Melissa said, keep Colin out of the ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, just so you know, I was like playing over and over again, like when you took your shirt off and showed the ref shirt with Brandon Kirk when you put the belt on him. The fastest taking off a shirt ever. It was the best.
That's how I take my shirt off at home every day. I feel like a superhero. It's really fun. It's the one athletic thing I can do. It's like slip an arm. Wham! Yeah.
Oh my God, Colin.
Look at this unimpressive body.
Oh my God.
Gentlemen.
Anyway. Yeah. What is happening on this show right now?
Yeah, we're going to end the show. So.
Look at this ET body we got going on over here. This is good.
I'm going to phone you home.
I'm done. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining. I'm your host, as always, the EVP of Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, Tiffany. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. I am miserable.